This Monday morning on Wake Up With Hope, we will have an inspiring message from Voice of Prophecy, a delicious recipe from Gia and her clan, music, and more.
Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, we're delighted to be starting our Monday morning with you. Did you know that today is National Family Day?
Wow, what a great day. So friends, grab your whole crew, whether big or small, and do something special. Mm-hmm. Celebrate one another and praise God for the family you have. Take some extra time to highlight and remember what you value about each one of your family members.
That's right. So today, the Martin Four are going to do something special.
That's right.
Lisa, you know, plus you can gather together and make something special in the kitchen. So if you're looking for something new, we've got you covered. Later on today's program, Gia, Olive, and Moses will be sharing with us how to make meatless sloppy joes.
That sounds yummy.
But before we go there, we're going to take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1846, German astronomer Johann Gottfried Galle discovered Neptune at the Berlin Observatory. Neptune, typically the eighth planet from the Sun, was predicted by French astronomer Urbain Jean-Joseph Le Verrier, who used gravitational disturbances in Uranus' orbit to estimate its location. Did you catch the fact that the astronomers found Neptune? By calculating the approximate location of the planet through careful study of gravity, it reminds me of the wise men who studied the skies and recognized there was a new star, an unusual star, a prophesied star. They followed it and found themselves at the feet of the baby king, the baby Messiah.
And today, we can look at scriptures and calculate the exact time that the Messiah was supposed to arrive on earth. Look back at history records and realize that prophecy and history match up without fail. You see, God's word is sure, friends. Prophecy, it's an amazing thing. It's a sure thing. And God wants us to be reminded that every single day, His word is sure. And it will never fail. You can trust it. You can trust Him. And if you're interested in learning more about prophecy and how you can be sure that you can trust the Bible, don't forget to visit our Bible study page at hope.study.
It is such a blessing to know God's word is sure.
Amen.
Well, it's now time to share that recipe with you. Gia, Olive, and Moses are in the kitchen making meatless sloppy joes. What's the secret? Well, let's find out.
Sloppy Joes!
Sloppy Joes! What are Sloppy Joes? Well, Sloppy Joes are very popular in America, but our family have been making Sloppy Joes for a few years now, and we love it. In America, they make it with ground beef, and they throw it on a bun like a burger, but we are going to make it with lentils. So this is how we make it. It's a very simple recipe. It's a quick recipe. I mean, it takes a while to cook the lentils out, but it's quick to put together. So we're going to put the onions in. I've just put a little bit of water down the bottom of the pot so that I can fry my onions off. So red capsicums and onions go in first, and we just cook those until they're soft.
The sloppy joes have been cooking for about five minutes,
yeah. Yeah, 5 minutes. We've been frying off the onion with some water, and it is looking so good. The onion and the red capsicum, and they've softened up now, and we're ready to put the rest of the ingredients in there. Now, what we're going to put, you're going to give me the ingredients, okay? So can you give me the chili first?
Chili.
Yep. Olive, can you, yep. Can you put the chili in there? Be careful, it's hot. Very good. Now mix the chili round. We only put a touch of chili. You don't have to put the chili in there if you don't want it, but it does give it a bit of a tang. Can you give me the salt? Let's salt. Good work. Salt. Pass it down. Salt in there. Oh, put some extra salt in there. I love salt. Okay, there we go. Are you? Because you love lentils. Lentils are my daughter's favorite dish in the world. Okay, Momo, can you give me the rest of the stuff? Can you give me the Dijon mustard? I know you know what Dijon mustard is because we got it together. Okay, so inside this Dijon mustard, I've got Worcestershire sauce. And now this is one of the ingredients the Americans use. And it just really tastes good in there. So the Worcestershire sauce I get is the one without. A lot of them are made with anchovies. The one I get is without. So just check the back. Some people just don't like anchovy, the flavour and stuff. I just like to stay away from all that. Mix that through. And then we've got, the kids are having a great chat here, so I'll keep going. Maple syrup. Just a touch of maple syrup just to give it some sweetness. Yum. And then soy sauce. And then that's it. Now, can you give me the lentils and the tomato? I've got the tomatoes, some tomatoes, a can of crushed tomatoes or canned tomatoes. Oh, she's going to put the lentils in and you can help me put the liquid in. Whoa, all in there. Can you help me put the liquid in?
Okay.
Okay, let's go. You ready? Oh, no, you're going to have to hold it.
It kind of looks like a salad.
Does it? A salad. Okay, ready? And all we're doing now is putting vegetable stock. That's it, just with water.
Yeah.
So a touch of rice vinegar. There we go. Now, we are going to let this cook out on a medium-low heat. And we're just going to stir it every 10 minutes. Once the lentils are cooked, it's done. And we'll be back to show you exactly what it looks like. So we'll keep stirring and we'll leave it on the heat for a while, okay? So our sloppy joes are ready. I've been cooking it out. So what I did is I put the lid on and I let it simmer for as long as it took for the liquid to go and for the lentils to get soft. Now what I've done here is we've cut open just buns. Any buns will do. We like using wholemeal buns. And I'm going to put the sloppy joes on top of the buns like a burger. And throw your sloppy joes. It doesn't matter, it's sloppy, some of it will come off. I like putting some yogurt on top, so I'm using coconut yogurt, and then you just put your bun on top, and that's how you eat it. And I actually have some corn here, because my kids love corn, and so putting some corn on the side. And there you have it, your meal. Cheap, easy, quick. Enjoy our recipe, try it, let us know what you think. We'll see you next time.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
We have to take a quick break now, but when we return, we'll have music from Jamie George and our friends from the Voice of Prophecy will join us to share this morning's devotional thought. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
In John chapter 1, verse 29, it is recorded that as John the Baptist saw Jesus approaching, he cried, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." You know, Jesus, the Lamb of God, is our Savior and friend. And because of His sacrifice, we can have salvation. Lamb of God, or Agnus Dei in Latin, is He who truly is the Lamb of God. Jamie George joins us now as he plays Agnus Dei. If you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
We have to take a quick break now, but when we return, our friends from the Voice of Prophecy will join us to share this morning's devotional thought. We'll be right back. It's now time for our devotional thought, brought to us this morning by our friends from the Voice of Prophecy.
A few years ago, when our family was living in Simi Valley, California, a friend visited me from out of town. I took her just up the hill from our house to the Reagan Presidential Library. On display that afternoon was a special traveling exhibit. It was called The White House in Miniature. It was wonderful, and we lost track of time enjoying the ornate display. This miniature replica of the White House is incredibly well done. It's built on a 1x1 scale, so 1 inch in the model represents 1 foot in the actual White House. It's a brilliant-to-scale replica of the President's home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. John and Jan Swiefa created this magnificent model in 1962, and each year since, it's been painstakingly maintained and expanded. The model includes miniature working televisions, hand-carved tables, chairs and bed frames, and crystal chandeliers. The attention to detail continues, with miniature portraits matching the originals in the White House. The floors and walls are lined with tapestries and carpets, recreated stitch by stitch and thread by thread, each a faithful miniature reproduction. The incredible miniature White House is patterned after the real building on Pennsylvania Avenue. Every detail is a small-scale reflection of the real canvases, carpets, and furnishings in that home. And just as the creators followed a pattern of a real existing place, so did Moses when God asked him to build a sanctuary here on earth. Moses recorded God's instructions faithfully. We can read about God's plan and his instructions for his temple in the books of the Old Testament. Well, when God first asked his people to build him a temple, a place for him to dwell among them, they listened. The first temple was in a tent in the wilderness. This was followed later by a temple at Shiloh. And next was Solomon's temple, a beautiful structure that glimmered in the desert. That temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar's army in 586 BC. The temple was eventually rebuilt and dedicated in 515 BC. Now, this rebuilt temple, it was still standing at the time that Jesus lived and ministered here on earth. It's the one that Jesus visited. Here, he stood up and read, and he overthrew the merchants' tables. That temple was destroyed, just as Jesus predicted it would be, in 70 AD. Now, each of these buildings was different physically, but each also had distinct similarities. Each earthly sanctuary followed a pattern of the sanctuary in heaven. The temples, the earthly sanctuary, was a miniature, a copy of the heavenly sanctuary. Yet, even Solomon's temple, in all of its beauty, it could not capture the majesty of heaven. But that wasn't the purpose of the earthly sanctuaries, the temples. You see, every detail of the earthly sanctuary, the furniture, the sacrificial system, all of it pointed to Jesus. It all told the story of the ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice that Jesus would make at the cross. The earthly temples were a model of God's plan of redemption, of God's plan to save his people. From the very beginning of our world, God had a plan to save us, to recover his children from the effects of sin, a plan to restore us to a right relationship with him. And that plan from the beginning was Jesus. Revelation 13 and verse 8 describes Jesus as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Throughout the ages, there has only been one way to be saved. The disciples, Peter and John, They knew this. When these two disciples were arrested for preaching about Jesus, they stood before the Sanhedrin. And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, he boldly spoke about Jesus and God's plan to save us through him. It's recorded for us in Acts chapter 4 and verses 11 and 12. This is what they say. "This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Here, Peter is quoting verses from the Old Testament. Jesus is this cornerstone, the foundation of the divine plan of redemption. From the time of creation until the last moments of Earth's history, there is only one name under heaven where men and women may be saved: Jesus. Well, what did this plan to save us look and feel like in Old Testament times? Well, in the Old Testament, God showed his people a way to worship him through the sacrificial system. And this system pointed forward and was an example of what Jesus' death on the cross would do. The entire sacrificial system pointed forward to Jesus, to our redemption on the cross. The Israelite temple and sanctuary, it was the heart of this system. It was a picture, however fuzzy, of God's plan to save his people. You know, when my friend and I stood in front of the miniature White House exhibit, we saw a model of the president's home. After staring at it for hours, I felt as if I knew this home, like I knew which rooms were used for sleeping and where the family ate their meals. Like I knew which pieces of art decorated the corridors and even the guest rooms. I felt as if I had visited, although I still have never toured the White House. This miniature model gave me a feeling of what the home was like, but it came nowhere close to visiting the real thing. I couldn't smell the family's dinner cooking in the kitchen. I couldn't feel the smooth finish of the curved staircase banister. I couldn't see the details in Gilbert Stuart's painting of George Washington. I couldn't feel the threads of the woven carpet underfoot as I walked across it. The miniature is a copy, and I have no doubt that the real home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is significantly better in every way. So too, heaven will be significantly better in every way than anything here on earth. And living forever with Jesus our Savior? Well, there's no replica for that. I'm thankful to start this new week with you, our Hope Channel family, once again. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to experience all that heaven offers, to smell the flowers, to leap with the deer and sit with the lions, to see the nail scars on your hands and feet. Lord, this world is a poor reflection of your plan for us. This new week, remind us of your plan, of our future, and fill us with hope for that joyful day. Amen. You know, Jan and John Swaifa are talented artists. Visiting their miniature White House gives a person a good sense of the original and its purpose. God's purpose has always been the same, to save us through his son Jesus. And that's hope, hope for you this new week.
Thank you for those encouraging words.
And friends, thank you so much for being with us here today and watching Wake Up with Hope. If you would like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning. Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We'll have a dedicated prayer session and a health segment and a special feature on finding hope in the midst of tragedy. We can't wait to see you there.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Our free Bible studies have helped so many people connect with Jesus. So we want to encourage you to start yours today. Again, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's Bible promise comes from James chapter 1, verse 5.
It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
You know, friends, the Lord is faithful, and He will grant you wisdom. Wisdom as you seek to make the best decision in your life. Wisdom as you raise your children. Wisdom as you go to school. Whatever it is, He gives us wisdom generously. And all we have to do is ask.
Amen. Well, we pray that you were blessed by our program today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let's pray together. Father in heaven, wow, we are filled with hope. And we're so thankful. And what we want to ask for right now, Lord, whether we're starting the day or right in the middle of it or ending our day, we want to ask for heavenly wisdom. You promised, and we believe. And so we're thankful that today we can carry on with our day knowing that you are with us, guiding our step, and that as we make choices, they may be choices that will be pleasing to you as you give us the wisdom we need to make them. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.